אתם עם SBS בעברית. פורים is a Jewish holiday that commemorates the saving of the Jewish people from Haman, who was planning to kill the Jews. This took place in the ancient Persian Empire. The story is recorded in the biblical book of Esther in Megillat Esther. And according to the book of Esther, Haman, the royal advisor to King Ahasuerus, planned to kill all the Jews in the empire, but his plans were foiled by Mordechai and his cousin and adopted daughter Esther, who had risen to become the queen of Persia. And the day of deliverance became a day of feasting and rejoicing. I ask Rabbi Menachem Dadon to tell us more about Purim. There are so many customs and rituals that are connected with this historic festival.
Nitza, good morning and good morning also to the listeners. You mentioned in the introduction, Purim is one of the last holidays that we have. It's actually a holiday that's still mentioned in the Bible. It's from 2,500 years ago. And in Purim, we have few mitzvot, which actually all of them start, if you want to remember, with the letter Mem, M. The first one is Mikra Megillah, listening to the story of the Megillah. The other three are Mishloach Manot, sending parcels to each other in order to unite it together and to make sure that everyone is able to celebrate. Matanot Le'Avonim, the gift for the poor, and also Mishteh, the feast that we are celebrating and happy and saying thanks to God for the miracle. This is the mitzvot that we are all obligated to do. However, as you mentioned, there is many customs. Since it's an amazing holiday that connected with joy and happiness, there is many customs that they adopted by through the generation in different communities. The concept of putting costumes, also different types of dishes and food, homentaschen and other things. There is actually a very, very interesting custom that for some reason people are, how can I say, especially kids are losing it. Used to be a concept of Dmei Purim, which means that children used to go and collect and get money on Purim. Kids used to have, Purim was the best time, not just because of the costume, also they used to get money and gift on Purim.
We are talking to Rabbi Menachem Dadon, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi Dadon, we know the name Esther, Queen Esther, in Hebrew is hidden. A lot of things are hidden in this festival. First of all, the name of God is hidden. It's not mentioned in the Megillah at all. In the story, the book of Esther, you don't see that. And also, the whole story, the historical narrative, it seems like a coincidence. The coincidence is Queen Vashti refuses to come to the party. She really upsets King Ahasuerus, and we know what happened to her. She gets executed, and he's looking for a new queen. And by coincidence, he chose Esther. And by coincidence, he had insomnia, and suddenly he wants to find out who actually helped the king in the past, and that's where Mordechai comes into the picture. Can you tell us about all these hidden elements in the story of Purim?
It's at the point that you raise that everything in the Megillah and in the story look like hidden, and actually there is a lot of customs. You know, one of the reasons why we're eating the homentaschen is that the good part, the good stuff, is actually covered by the dough on the top, actually symbolize the same concept. And the historical reason for the name of God not to be mentioned, actually the Megillat Esther is one of the 24 books of the Bible that we don't find the name. There is many reasons. They say that since it was in the time of the Persian, they didn't want to write the name of God, that people interpreted in one of the idols. However, the actual concept of Purim is exactly that story. The realization that whatever look like and seem like a coincidence, that things are in the world that look like going just by a coincidence, actually have a hand behind them, which is the hand of God. So actually Purim was proving and showing that things that look like on the surface that they are not going in the right plan, and there isn't any planner behind them on Purim, we meant to reveal the hidden plan behind it and actually to see the hand of God. This is, by the way, also the higher level of simcha that we have in Purim. It's coming from the same concept that we were actually in the dark, in the darkness, which means that we didn't see the hand of God. We didn't see God taking care of us. And all of a sudden was a revelation. And this is, by the way, the name of Megillat Esther, which actually revealing the things that are hidden and concealed.
So tell us about the main characters, Ahasuerus. I think Ahasuerus is very interesting because he's a very powerful king, but he's doing what his advisors are telling him.
You know, Nitzah, the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, the book that discussing all the halachot of Purim, said that every time that said HaMelech, the king in the Megillah, yes, on the surface is actually referring to Ahasuerus, to this empire. However, it's actually behind the scene is God. Yes, on the surface, the Gemara said that Ahasuerus was indecisive or a bit confused king who at the beginning killed his wife because of his advisor, and then he decided to just change the scenario and kill his advisor because of his wife. However, he was a part of the God's plan, because if you just put it in the perspective, you have to remember as well that this was just 70 years after the Jewish people went the first time to exile, after the destruction of the temple. After 70 years, they were planning, they were hoping to go back. And when they realized that this is not happening, this, according to some of the commentaries, the explanation, this was actually the celebration that starting the story of the Megillah, because Ahasuerus was actually telling the Jewish people, that's it, it's over for you, you are not going to go back, so let's celebrate and assimilate with us. And we all know that actually the next king was actually Koresh, who allowed the Jewish people to go back and to rebuild the temple, and actually the Jewish people came back to Israel for another more than 400 years.
Going back to Purim, very important part of my childhood and many children that grew up in Israel was getting dressed up in Purim and putting masks and the costumes for Purim. Why do we do it?
By the way, Nitza, I suggest that we should not just leave it in the past, in our childhood. I also remember as a child getting dressed, but recently, in the past few years, my community insists that the rabbi should dress up as well. So maybe you should come.
So the rabbi is also getting dressed up and putting a costume?
100%. Whatever my wife prepares for me, this is what I'm going to go out of it. Usually it's like in the Moroccan ancient way with the tarbush and stuff, but whatever my wife is telling me to do, this is what I'm doing, you know? As it's going in the Megillah, Esther, the ladies are the one who are actually running the show. So for your question, the reason for the costume, the tachposot, as you remember and I remember from Israel, is, as I mentioned to you before, that we already find the custom in Europe around 450, 500 years ago. And the reason for it was just for happiness. You know, it's funny, there's a lot of fun in it, and it's part of the celebration of Purim.
The Ness, the miracle, happened 2,500 years ago, and it seems that in every generation we need a miracle. So, Rabbi Menachem Dadon, I wish you Chag Purim Sameach, and thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.